Weirdo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with Amusers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
5:55 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. Don't forget, we're going to be at the K Buffalo Grill this Friday with the presentation. We'll be out there from 3 until 7. K Buffalo is located in far north Dallas, Trinity Mills at Addison Road, a stone's throw west of the tollway, but just look for the sign. That's the thing.
Big sign.
Big sign.
Big new sign. It's beautiful.
Yes, they got big signage working up there, and you can see it from the road, and they got stuff on the marquee, and probably tell you who's playing there that night, and all kinds of good stuff. So check out the scene at the Cape Buffalo Grill this Friday from 3 until 7. A couple of other advisories here that we need to touch on before we proceed. We need to send a shout-out to Danum. I guess she's up at the front desk. She works here. She demanded a shout-out at gunpoint, no less.
Wow. That'll happen. That'll happen. We run with a tough crowd.
That's right. We do. And especially when heat starts entering the picture, we quickly comply. Also, the Dos Equis girls are here, Greg. I don't know if you're aware of that, but they are.
They're looking yummy.
Yes, they are. And in addition to them, we have here with us today not one, not two, but three very foxy ticket chicks.
Yes. So,
all that going on out here at Boston's, the gourmet pizza today.
Hey, let me say hello to Linda Morrison, okay?
All right.
Her husband was in here, and I don't know why. He said, hey, will you say hello to my wife for me? I'm like, sure, why not? What's your name?
She probably hates us.
Linda Morrison. So, hello, Linda Morrison. And by the way, your husband was hitting on everything in here.
And he is drunk.
Yes, and hitting on every girl that moves. And a few guys. I saw him hit on a few guys. So, Linda Morrison, you can do better than that.
All right, it is time now for a very, very special edition of the Wolf's Den.
I'm looking forward to this. I always look forward to your little conundrums, because every time you bring one up, we get downplaying Reiner. Anytime.
What is that exactly?
That's because you undersell everything you do. You always bring terrific stuff up, terrific talking points, but in our meeting, you'll always wait till the meeting's almost over and you'll go, well, I got this. I don't know if it's any good or not. And then when you bring it up on the air, it's always gold. So that is downplaying, underselling Reiner.
I just don't like to oversell.
Boy, you don't. And see, I'm just the opposite. I oversell everything. I oversell a commercial.
Well, I do have a conundrum on my hands, and I'm sure this is a conundrum that many P1s can relate to. Many of you have had to deal with this, and I'm to the point to where it's going to be time for me to do it, too. The conundrum is very, very simple. So I'll just throw it out there in as simple a terms as I possibly can. Jordan wants a cell phone.
Well,
now I realize that
I know what I would do if I was in your shoes. Is that what you're looking for on what we would do?
Well, there are a couple of angles here. Number one, I do recognize the can of worms that this could be opening. I mean, I recognize that if you are irresponsible with a cell phone, and she does have some responsibility issues at the age of 15, and if you're irresponsible in your usage of a cell phone, then very bad things can happen.
You know what I would do if I were you?
What?
Because, you know, we live in a different age than when you and I grew up.
Right.
And things, I don't think this is as safe of a world as it was when we grew up.
Right.
And she's 15, she's about to start driving. And, you know, as a father, wouldn't you feel a little bit more comfortable if she ever was out and had a flat tire where she could just reach over, pull up, phone out, call you, and you could get it done? Other than have to get out and walk somewhere? I mean, wouldn't you feel a little bit better about that?
Infinitely.
Okay. So it's going to help you. But you know what I'd do if I was you? I would go out there and I would get a plan for the cell phone, because it's going to be in your name. Right. And the bill is going to come to you, and you're going to pay the bill.
Right.
I would get her a plan with, I don't know.
5 minutes.
500 minutes.
5 minutes.
No, 500 minutes or something like that. You know, 500 free minutes. You can get something like that, a plan. And just tell her, saying, hey, look, this is not to get up in your room and call somebody and talk for an hour. You know, you've got 500 minutes. I'm going to monitor it every month. And if you go over 500 minutes, then I take the phone back. And you don't have a phone anymore.
She does not need a cell phone.
You're out of your mind.
At 16.
Yeah, she does.
See, I think she does.
I damn the existence of the cell phone to the highest of high heavens. But at the same time, I'm very used to having my own and would not want to be without it. And it, I mean, let's face it, it is a fairly usable and almost vital tool here in these aughts.
Well, for you, but for a kid, and especially for a daughter that age, well, it may be a toy, but it's also a safety factor.
And the novelty's going to wear off eventually. It won't take long. The thing is man, if I had a 15-year-old daughter, she would already have a cell phone. Because number one, because of the safety issue, but number two, I would have an agreement with her that, you know, like Grego said, come up with a plan. If you go over these minutes, then you got to give the phone back.
Because you're going to have the itemized bill every month, and you can look on there and say, who did you talk to for 200 minutes?
And you're going to have the itemization. You're going to know who she's calling, and she damn well better pick up when she looks on that caller ID and sees that it is you. That is a great way for you to be able to check up on her.
It's an electronic leash.
It is.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean, if she's out with her buddies and it's 10 o'clock or whatever, she's supposed to be home at 11, and you call her, hey, she better pick up.
Like the first time she goes out on a date, you're about halfway through it, you know, daddy can call and, hey, Jordan, how's it going? Everything happening okay? Anything I need to know about?
Daddy.
You need to have, like, you know how you can set your ringer when certain people call? You need to have whenever you call, have the ringer set to, like, the Darth Vader theme, just to scare the hell out of them.
Even that, or Hell's Bells?
Yeah, Hell's Bells.
How about the Hardline theme?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's Daddy.
So here she is at a party with all of her buddies, and they're having a good time, and all of a sudden her phone rings, and here's this right here.
Real loud.
That'd be so funny, wouldn't it?
It'd be awesome.
But I would scare the hell out of her.
But she's got a cell phone, so she has to answer it. So here she is, and it fires off. She rolls her eyes. It's my dad.
Or it might be Grego.
Yeah.
That could be Grego. Could be Cobra.
I doubt Jordan will give me that number.
Yeah. I got a fart
if Corby called.
Oh, God, Corby's calling me again.
Oh, great.
All right.
I would scare the hell out of her, though, as far as, like, cell phone abuse. As a matter of fact, I would take her down to Harry Hines and have her look at all the big, fat black hookers and be like, look, this is where cell phone abuse leads.
What is wrong with you?
You know, why can't we have an adult... conversation.
That's a reasonable conversation without you going abrasive.
What? That's because, true. See, just scare her.
Why can't the hookers be Asian?
You hold all the power on this. I mean, you're the one that's going to have... She can't get it on her. You get it for her. You're going to pay the bill, which means you get to set up all of the rules.
And I want to know whose number she's calling, too.
Yeah?
I want to know who's calling her.
Well, you're going to be able to tell that every month because you get an itemized
list.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, don't you get your cell phone itemized list and throw it right in the trash and never look at it?
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else does? But now you'll have a reason to.
Well, I'm leaning toward this. I'm leaning toward doing this. But
it just looks so cheesy, though, when you see little kids with cell phones. But she's not a little kid anymore.
You know what, though? That's the world. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, and you know what else she's throwing at me? What else is entering the mix in this?
No.
I am the only one at school that doesn't have one.
Well,
I wouldn't let that play into it at all.
Well, it doesn't.
But for her, it does. But the first time, you know, because she's getting older, and next year she's going to have her driver's license. She's going to have a car. and she's going to be driving around. And the first time that she's driving down Skillman, coming home at 11 o'clock at night to make her curfew, and she has a flat, and she has to walk to a payphone to call you, you're going to want her to do that? You got the technology now.
In her belly shirt and pants.
When you and I were growing up, Ron, we didn't have that.
She would be out in a belly shirt.
Oh, you'll see.
There'd be too much belly.
Whatever. She's going to hide it.
She would have been sent back upstairs.
Well, you know what?
With one knot of a head.
You send her back upstairs, she puts that outfit in her purse and puts on the parka and changes when she gets into her car.
Right. Check the purse first.
No, you won't.
She's in her Eskimo outfit coming downstairs. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's perfect, Jordan.
Her flannel shirt and Dickie's work pants.
Right, her Neil Young outfit.
I don't want her in that.
What was y'all's parents' standard response anytime you issued that line like Jordan did? Well, everybody has one or everyone's doing it.
Well, if all your friends jumped off a
cliff,
cliff. I mean, I was like, what?
Who jumps off a cliff?
Yeah.
Well, if all your friends listen to Cliff, would you listen?
That's radio, Dad.
I said that to my mother. My mother said that one time, and... You know, I issued that. Who jumps off cliffs? And, of course, I was getting smart with her then.
Are you talking back?
Yeah, I was talking back. Don't you talk back to me.
Don't you sass
me.
Well,
then how can I remember one time my mother said, don't you talk back to me. I said, well, then how can I answer you?
Oh.
That got me smacked.
Oh, dear.
Were there teeth all over the room? Like.
No, my mother was, you know, she spanked, but it wasn't real.
Whoa.
You know what I mean. Don't say that about my mother, okay?
We didn't.
You did.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't even think anything.
I mean, hey, if your mom spanked...
Okay, all right.
Corby thought it.
Enough of that. I'm sorry.
You better be careful.
You know what I'm talking about, didn't you, Ryan?
Sure I did.
Grego told his mom he was the only one without a Beatles lunchbox, and look what happened. He grew up and cornered the market on the damn thing.
Right.
No, it's a different world. I mean, it would be nice if you could hold the... If you could hold the ground and go, you know what? My kid's not going to have one of these. But it's a different world.
It's a good thing, Mike. You need to get her one.
Yeah, I probably will. Like I say, I'm leaning toward this, but... God almighty, this is just another thing to make me crazier.
Why would it make you crazy? It's going to make your life easier.
Knowing where your kid is?
Yeah, I mean, right now, when she goes somewhere, you know, you start looking at your watch. I mean, don't you start wondering? No, all you got to do is pick up the phone. Call her. Jordan, where are you at? How come you're not home?
Plant a GPS chip in there, too.
Yes.
What is that?
It global can be positioning.
Done. It can be done, my friend.
Yep.
Global positioning.
You'll
satellite.
Know exactly where she is at all times.
Yep. And if she's lying, then she's grounded.
Yep.
What a great idea.
What does Renee think about it?
She is warming up to the idea, too.
So when this was first... When this was first brought up, was it immediately shot down?
Yes, this was brought up sometime back down the road, and it was immediately shot down. In fact, this was brought up when she was like 13 or 14.
But she's been working on you, huh?
Right. Yeah, she's been working on it. And
you know what? She didn't need one at 13 or 14. But at 15 or 16, when she starts driving and going, and you know, she does.
Now, we're starting to recognize the advantage of it.
But use it as a...
You know, that it is a good idea.
Use it as a tool for yourself, not for her. I mean, look at it as
this benefits you.
Yeah.
And if she abuses her privileges...
It benefits me and makes me crazy at the same time.
Now, you know the first month...
I guess that's where it goes from here for me. Everything that benefits me is also going to make me crazy.
Now, you know the first month that she's going to have about 2,500 minutes on there. And it's going to cost you about $375.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be the first month. And then she'll go on probation for a month, and then she'll get it back in the third month.
Now, Mike.
Yes.
You have to promise me this. When it is her birthday next year, when she turns 16, and she's expecting that new car, or any type of car for her birthday, because she'll be driving, please promise me we can put a giant bow on the Dodge Dart and pull it up in your driveway. And just to see the look on her face.
We could do that.
Seriously, right. That would be wonderful.
It'd be a great gag.
Tell her what a great car. You know, have it real shined up.
Oh, yeah.
Real wax.
No, have it looking like crap.
No,
shine it up.
She wouldn't buy it if it looked like crap. But
really?
If you got it really cleaned up and have those wheels and those hubcaps shined
with all
up.
All the dents in them.
Yep.
And just tell her what a quality car
it
is.
What a good deal you got on it.
Low mileage.
Boy, that slant six will run forever, Jordan.
And now it gets good gas mileage.
Right.
And there's plenty of room in the back seat for friends to pile in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got an 8-track on it.
It's got an AM radio so you can listen to Daddy.
especially when he calls.
That's right. They are? Should we take some? All right, we'll take some phonage on this next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.